What if there was one simple pill that could help support your energy, vitality, and cardiovascular function? Well, introducing new and improved Green Tea CR Phytosome formula from Purity Products. It's the power of three of nature's top superfoods, a clinically tested green tea plus curcumin and resveratrol, all in one simple capsule. It's potent, clinically tested, and it works to promote your energy, vitality, cardio health, immunity, and antioxidant defense. Our friends at Purity Products have a free bottle for you today to put to the test. Just pay $4.95 for shipping. Even better, call now and get a second free bottle. Purity's B12 Energy Melts. That's your second free gift. Again, for your free bottles of Green TCR and B12 Energy Melts, call 1-800-218-6030. That's 1-800-218-6030. Again, 1-800-218-6030. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hopp. We're talking to an expert on the treatment of pain syndromes. They afflict all of us at one time or another. And partly it's due to our lifestyle. It's due to our diets, our habits, our lack of movement, or our maladaptive movements. And the net result is knee, hip, back, neck pain, and ankle pain, foot pain. Conditions that are often alleviated with steroid injections, oral medications for pain, which can be damaging to the stomach lining or can be addictive ultimately. And then there's surgery. And surgery, big deal, because a lot of people getting knees and hips and shoulder replacement. And what say you, Dr. Lipnitsky, what's your impression about these surgeries? Are they sometimes overdone?
Absolutely.
I'm throwing you a big high-hanging curveball to hit out the park here.
Listen, the majority of the surgeries, just like as majority of the chronic conditions, can be avoided, prevented. If you brought your joint to the point of no return, when you have absolutely no cartilage left to work with, there's no stem cell or anything else that can help you. You need to
bone on bone, right, so-called.
You need to replace the joint.
Okay.
If you still have some tissue to work with, we mentioned that before, something like stem cells, lipogems, you know, using fat cells often, that's the easiest, you know, easiest cells to get. Sometimes bone marrow cells to re-inject into the joint. And we are looking for not only cushioning mechanics that comes from this tissue, but also as a very, very aggressive reaction within the body to build the new cells.
Mm-hmm.
And this reaction often extremely successful. The truth is, unfortunately, we never know. We can guesstimate how well the person will react, but nobody can guarantee. But from the experience, we can say that it's extremely effective if it's right, if it's done to the right individual. Just like anything else, I guess, just like any other treatment, if it's if you pick the right client.
I must confess that I'm a skeptic about stem cells. When stem cells are administered for some god-awful problem like ALS or Alzheimer's disease, they just inject them willy-nilly into the body. And the hope is that the stem cells will find their way to the brain or to the whatever part of the body needs to be regenerated. I'm not a big fan of that, and I've written about that. But I have to say, when it comes to joints, I think the science is a little better, that stem cells that are either drawn out of abdominal tissue, usually drawn out of the fat tissue in the belly, or in a more elaborate procedure, it's drawn from the bone marrow. There is a little more plausible evidence that they have the ability to regenerate cartilage and repair tissue. That, I will concede. I think it's an emerging science.
Well, there are also some very interesting new developments in minimally invasive surgeries when they actually can take a small part of your cartilage and grow it in a petri dish and replace the erosions of the cartilage, especially weight-bearing joints like hips and knees. So definitely there's a big future for those surgeries ahead. But going back to what needs to be done next, and I think it's a big question, and you know, the answer will probably be physical therapy, but we also see that it's patients leave physical therapy often with what we think restored function. In reality, again, due to the guidelines of today's medical care, we only restore basics. Mm-hmm. Really don't change the function. And just because somebody can move at full range of motion the joint that was operated on, it does not mean that you did anything to change the primary reason why that joint got degenerated in the first place. That overload, weight bearing to the right side, the left side, the inadequate weight bearing forward and back, so using front chain or back chain, we call it, so the front of the body or back of the body, or just inadequate muscle tension and compensatory mechanics of your body are not changed.
Right.
They're really not addressed. Neither your weight or your nutrition or you know, how your body receives the most basic essential elements of nutrition into your bloodstream and really what gets to your joints in the first place. Is that we probably both know tons of people that come in with 25 different supplements and none of them really work.
Exactly.
Right?
Well, so for a while you practiced more as a conventional chiropractor. You manipulated people. Perhaps you worked with some physical therapists to assist you. But you've taken a little bit of a different direction in terms of your teamwork approach to dealing with pain syndromes.
First of all, I found that there's a huge gap between normal function and person coming out of basic rehab, rehabilitation. And that gap is huge. Mm-hmm. Just because you just completed your basic physical therapy and you're pain-free and you move relatively normal does not mean that you are ready for anything that comes in your life. People going back to the gyms, they hurt themselves pretty fast and they drop out. And they say, well, gyms are not for me. I get hurt right away. Well, why don't you take a trainer? Well, they took a trainer. They get hurt once again.
Right.
The truth is, nobody stopped and analyzed a real you. Mm-hmm. Why you move the way you move. What compensates and what's not working. What's overworking. And really gave you a strategy how to recover from this dysfunction through training, but through very specific techniques of training. So what we did, and I know, you know, it's interesting because I work with many trainers, and often the question comes up, well, how do you cue the body to let the body know that this muscle needs to work? It's really, they're right, it's not just about exercise. It's about challenging the body in the right directions with the right tools to assist the body to trigger that muscle to work.
Because so I think a lot of people just don't even know how to exercise certain muscles. I mean, it requires a certain amount of brain connection to the muscles, and we've lost that because of poor habits or sedentary lifestyle.
Right, so you haven't used it for years. You can't expect it to come up all of a sudden.
Yeah, even with too much running, I think I worked my body into some problems because you emphasize certain muscles to the disadvantage of others. And I realized that I was unbalanced.
That's what compensation is. So I actually took an extra step, and it's been popular in the past few years, the development of the EMS enhanced training. So we use electrical muscle stimulation to enhance our ability to train. And yes, it works for people that just don't work, you know, hours and hours in the gym. It hits the muscle harder.
So explain that. It's sort of like, and I've looked at, sometimes there's these fraudulent things, which is like, you know, sit in an easy chair, apply this electrical thing to your abdomen, and you'll get like you know, abs of steel. You know, get a six pack.
You still have to exercise.
That's muscle stimulation.
Correct.
But that's the fraudulent muscle stimulation.
That's not what I'm. It's not a passive. It can never be a passive technique.
Okay.
Because then your muscle has no memory to gain.
But you get the muscles to fire that ordinarily would be hard to engage, because the patient just doesn't even know how to fire those muscles.
Well, we have different types of muscles, as you know. And often with the exercise, it's very hard to trigger all muscle fibers. And the right tool, the right electrical stimulation equipment can trigger up to 90% of muscle fibers. Mm-hmm. So not only that it enhances the ability of the muscle to fire, it actually gives your brain a significantly stronger message on a muscle's contraction or muscle's ability to fire. So it develops an endurance of that muscle. It also burns fat. It does many good things, but if you don't move, if you don't put that muscle to the full range of motion, if you're not detached from anything, because we used to see the suits with a big cable going to the machine, so it becomes a little, it's useless in a way, because you can only do static exercise. Mm-hmm. Static exercise do not create new experiences in your brain, right, in your body. It does not train your muscle properly. Yes, you see results, your muscles become harder and your definition is better, but it doesn't do the purpose.
I think that's sort of an innovative deployment of that technology, because the technology has been used to convince people that they can work out without working out. You know, just use the stimulation to build muscles. And the way you're using it is to kind of create muscle awareness and build that proprioception.
Right. So people, the system that we use, first of all, it's completely wireless and it comes in the form of a suit. So mm-hmm. it's almost like a diving suit.
Right.
And
if I wear one of those, can I become like an outstanding running back for the New York Giants?
We can try.
Okay.
But
you can operate it from the stands. You can just turn on those thigh muscles.
Yeah, it's wireless.
I'll just power through the offense, the defensive line.
So like I said, it's wireless. It's an iPad, and we can do any type of exercise that any person would like to do.
Whether
it's Pilates or yoga or. You can probably do triathlon in it because it's it's free to move. Mm-hmm. But what I found to be extremely valuable in this technology is an ability for a trainer or a doctor to turn on and turn off the muscles via the stimulation that will reteach the body how to operate.
Right.
So if your old example of person who's sitting and we have a muscle amnesia, and that I love this term because the truth is, it's there.
Right.
But look, I have muscle, but it's asleep.
Well, yeah, an example is, if somebody told me, like, engage your sartorius muscle, I wouldn't know how. I would, like, what are you talking? I mean, they could point it out.
But even, like, if you say, you squat and clench your buttocks when you come up. Well, I think I'm clenching my buttocks. I think I'm doing the right thing. Right. But usually you're not.
And you may be using accessory muscles to get the job done, which puts more strain on those muscles.
Correct. Using those lower back retrospinal muscles that are already tied up.
Yep.
They're already squeezing the hell out of the discs and they're making you worse.
I get that when I do hamstring exercises. I very much enlist my back muscles, my lower back muscles, and I get a sore lower back. It's not helping my hamstrings. I need to isolate the hamstrings when I'm doing hamstring exercises.
Correct. So imagine now your brain, you would love to do it correctly, but your brain disassociated.
Okay.
So now you're just using this technology not to enhance the training. In a way you can, and then that's one of the benefits.
Right.
But the main benefit is you now creating association. You're actually engaging the muscle in activity, in the right form of activity with the right exercise.
I've never heard of this. How many people are actually doing this? It doesn't sound like many.
No idea.
but probably not a lot.
Not at all.
Yeah.
I think in New York, this particular company, there's only, I think, two of them on the market now, wireless. In New York, I believe we are second or third facility that you can, using this technology. And the other two are regular gyms.
And so you got
to
use it right.
They're just using it to enhance the actual workout itself.
Right. So maybe using it for the externality of the approach.
I know that VA hospitals are now doing a very big study in Florida.
I imagine for people who have paraplegics and spinal cord injuries, things like that.
They're trying to take this the ability to re-educate the muscle into medical field. It did start primarily in the athletic field prior.
So a big component of this, though, is you're not working solo. You're here in the Rebalance Center and you're using a teamwork approach. What are the components of the teamwork approach? For say, you know, somebody comes in and they say, you know, I'm experiencing chronic back pain. I don't know what to do. It's not, you don't simply adjust them and send them on their way.
Well, right. Just like you wouldn't simply ignore the fact if somebody came with a statical problem of pimples in the face, you know, a teenager, you're not going to ignore the fact that there has to be a reason why they're there in the first place. You're not just going to start doing facials and lasers just to remove them. The same thing here. And again, we are covering a very broad spectrum and balance problems from wellness to, you know, the problems with the hormonal imbalances, with men's health, with women's health, and of course, musculoskeletal problems as well. And you're right, we're not going to just simply jump on and start adjusting them and then and doing, again, physical therapy. They've done that before.
And that, that's why they're here.
They can easily go somewhere and do it. That's not what we are trying to promote. We're trying to promote, number one, is understanding of basics of any condition, whether we have any other factors that making this condition worse or actually driving this condition. And like I said, it can be anything from, you know, systemic conditions like rheumatoid conditions to autoimmune problems to problems with the hormonal imbalances and changes with age to just simple functional movement problem.
So let me ask you a personal question, if you don't mind. You look like a fit guy, and you know you seem relatively active, very active. I mean, the hours you keep are incredible. You know, you have a family and you all kinds of responsibilities. What do you do in terms of physical exercise? What do you consider a good regimen? Are you out there at 5 o'clock in the morning running laps on the,
well,
on the track?
Not. The truth is I'm not a huge fan of running.
Yeah.
I love walking. I can walk for hours and hours, but I do try to put in
running's not for everyone.
Steps a day.
Running's, so a lot of people force themselves to run. They say, they have this mental idea like, I'm sedentary now, and I'm going to run a marathon in, you know, in November. So I'm going to, just through sheer force of will, I'm going to, you know, run further and further and further, and they get into trouble, don't they?
But yes and no. If it's a goal, and you strategize the path to the goal, and you work with professionals who can help you
so
to
you
get
could,
there.
So you could facilitate someone's reaching that goal in a proper
absolutely.
Way.
Absolutely. You know, the fastest growing sport in the United States among young executives is triathlon.
Yes, it used to be golf.
Used to be golf.
Yeah.
Now the golf is fastest dying sport in the United States.
Yes, yes.
And there has to be a reason.
Same thing with tennis to
I
some extent.
I think the reason is people are starving. Our brains are starving for movement.
Mm-hmm.
We want to challenge ourselves into moving further, faster, more dynamically. I mean, that's where the Zumba's come into play. And, and people are moving. You know, I work with a lot of professional dancers, but there's so many people that are challenging themselves in taking you know, dance classes and Latin ballroom dancing.
And they're not youngsters.
No, absolutely not. And and these people are completely not ready for this.
Okay.
So taking them, giving them tools to reach their goal, I think is a primary target of rebalance. Really, you set yourself a goal, whether it's live longer or be slimmer and feel better and bring your cholesterol down without taking medications and get your body to feel better and your skin to change. That's the goal. And we're here to identify the reasons why it's not what it should be and give you the tools how to get where you want to be.
And how do you feel about, you know, other forms of exercise that are lower impact, like yoga or swimming? Or do you think that that's a path to wellness?
For the spine in general, swimming is a great exercise.
Okay.
Because you're allowing your body to experience movement and your muscles to propel you, you know, the movers, how movers.
With less impact, lower impact.
With significantly no impact on your joints, which is great.
But a little bit on the shoulders. The shoulders can be problematic.
Right, it depends on your styles of swimming. But for a lot of people, just not enough. Especially for, you know, as you know, for women of a certain age, doing some resistance training, not necessarily weight training, but resistance training
for bone density,
bone health.
Yeah.
So that for some people, this is the goal, especially if we find that they are pretty exposed to osteoporosis and potentially fractures and potentially big problems with it.
And you do assessment for osteoporosis at this
end? Absolutely. I mean, I think the assessment, and like I said before, assessing the patient from, you know, I don't want to say from head to toe and scare the people away, but really creating a logical assessment that will identify everything that can be potentially missed under regular medical exam is essential to understand where you can take that patient and what your prognosis can be. Just like I would do a functional assessment, I'm going to put your body through moves, through light exercises. I want to see how you perform, how your body performs under stress, and where your body compensates, and at what point it starts compensating, and why. And then we can logically create a program that will address A through Z, the problems right. with your nutrition, exercise, bone health.
And it's not a one-size-fits-all kind of thing. I see you have a variety of programs, and I think that's interesting because you can sort of individualize your approach to a center like Rebalance. There's a joint regeneration program, as we were talking about. There's a musculoskeletal tune-up program. I think we covered it. Weight loss, body shaping, that's a program. A skin rejuvenation program. There's a sexual health revitalization program, especially
for men and women.
For men and women with very different needs. And a nutrition and lifestyle modification program that kind of overlaps with what I do. And, you know, there's also even people who specialize here in cosmetic procedures, even cosmetic surgery and hair regeneration, which is, you know, an important aspect of, you know, for the average New Yorker in a competitive marketplace, looking good is very key, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, we do see quite a bit of, you know, young professionals, executives that they want, you know, a few things to be checked point
right.
as their aesthetical appearance, their brain health. They want to be able to perform and function on a good, clear, and high mental level.
But, you know, when I see aesthetics is kind of a pathway to overall health optimization, because when you talk, you know, I discourage patients from seeking a superficial fix, and we really want to get them to be doing a comprehensive wellness makeover when, you know, even when their goal is to look better, look sexier, look, you know, thinner. We want that comprehensive makeover.
Well, there was a saying that I read somewhere that what is the point of putting a new toilet if the pipes are rotten?
Okay.
The truth is, you know, you can mask it all you want, but if somebody is sick inside, it will seep through. It will debilitate your life. It will make it shorter and very unhappy.
Indeed.
So taking it from inside and bringing it out, and there's nothing wrong with some help from aesthetical perspective and aesthetical procedures if inside is fixed.
So what's today's take-home message? Where can people get more information?
Well, more information they can definitely get on the website, as you mentioned, rebalancenyc.com. We are doing quite a bit of lecturing and just educational seminars on all these different topics and programs that we're running. And they are, I believe you can just sign up right on the website to get a memo about the seminars. They are, you know, there's no obligations pretty much. You just come and, you know, pick the topic you would like to be exposed to and just hear what we have to say about it. And then it's your chance to ask questions and see if you would be a right fit for one of the programs. We, just like you, don't take everybody. I think a person have to have a right set of mind. That they are ready to be a part of it. They can't just passively run through and expect that the magic wand will help them somewhere down the line. And at the same time, we need to know that the programs that we set up for them will actually work for them. And if it's not, then we need to send them the right direction. And, you know, sometimes people, like you said, they're too far in advance of a disease or degeneration, and there's really not much of a significant change that we can at this point do to them. But sending them the right direction is often is a big help as well.
Or even getting a conventional treatment, but following up, you know, not just relying on the conventional treatment, but following it up with an appropriate rebalancing. So that, maybe you needed that knee replacement, but, how many joints can you replace? And, it's seldom a quick fix or a complete solution to people's health problems.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, you're filling a very, very important role here, and it's an innovative approach. And I'm excited about, all the different modalities here, shockwave therapy and PRP and stem cells and the EMS. External muscle stimulation, if I got that right.
Yes.
And,
electrical muscle stimulation.
Electrical muscle stimulation, exactly.
It's also external.
it is external, right. Good stuff. So thank you, Dr. Arkady Lipnitsky.
It's absolutely a pleasure, and a fan of yours, and you're feeding people very important messages and very important information as well. So this
I think we complement each other because you have a very, very profound insight into how the body functions from a musculoskeletal standpoint, and combine that with good nutrition, biochemistry, the right nutritional supplementation, hormone therapy. I think we can really tune people up and make them more functional and enjoy life more.
In every sense.
Yes, good stuff. Thank you very much, Dr. Lipnitsky, for joining us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As we age, forestalling and even reversing bone loss becomes more and more important. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Bone Health Protocol, my personal supplement recommendations to ensure your skeletal health. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com. In addition to the Bone Health Protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links from my Supplement Starter Kit, Heart Health Protocol, and much more. These new protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle, and for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.